Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Local elections wrapped up this Saturday across the country, with Auckland recording the lowest voter turnout in decades. However, as councillors and local board members settle in for the next term, I wanted to talk to Councillor Shane Henderson about how leaders from across our city step up and campaign, and what his community is looking forward to over the next term, and what sort of reforms he wants to pursue to stem this decline in local democracy. So Shane, obviously, local elections are over now, and you have won back your Henderson-Massey, is that correct?
Yes, I'm Waitakere Ward Councillor.
Waitakere Ward Councillor.
Had a great result as well.
Yeah. So I just wanted to get an insight. You've won, but how did you campaign over the last wee while? What was your strategy? What do you think your pathway to victory was in this election?
Yeah, I could sort of talk all morning about this, but I think the most important thing is to take your ideas to the people, on their doorsteps, on their streets, and work with the community that you want to represent and sort of try and reflect their ideas and bring some of the ideas that you have to them as well for a democratic mandate. So, we went out there and door knocked to thousands and thousands of people and had a yarn with them about kind of what they want us to do. And the cool part about that is you get back in and then you've got a bit of a to-do list. So we've got plenty of things to follow up and never a dull moment in local government, of course, but yeah, I think the pathway to victory for us was really just like working with the community closely and understanding their concerns and trying to work on them as best we can. Yeah.
That's really interesting because oftentimes, as a candidate, you'll have a set of ideas or policies that you want to enact. But when you go out and door knock, sometimes that might rub up against the interests of your community. Sometimes your community might not like what you're pitching to them. How do you deal with that or navigate that tension?
Yeah, and that's one of the challenges as a regional councillor is that occasionally, so Team Square represent the entire city. I'm just West Auckland's voice within that city. And sometimes there'll be policies that on a citywide level we have to enact and they may not necessarily be the perfect solution for West Aucklanders, and so that's kind of that internal tension. It's really a challenge as a regional councillor. So you got to work with your community on that and try and understand their concerns and their needs, because obviously there's huge controversial issues all the time in local councils. The more you can kind of understand how your community feels and sort of what's underpinning their sort of opinions, if that makes sense, the sort of better you'll be and the better decisions you'll make. And yeah, that also goes for the campaign trail too, is kind of understanding people's needs, I think, is the number one issue, and getting to people where they are. Yeah.
What are the good people of the Waitakere Ward, or what were they bringing to you throughout the campaign? What are the sort of concerns, what are the sort of aspirations they're looking for in the next 3 years for you to solve and get a move on?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of issues there. So firstly, I sort of ran a campaign based on the cost and availability of transport. So we brought the $50 weekly fare cap in last term, and I'm really proud of that. But at the same time, we recognise that that's not going to be enough when we're dealing with a cost of living crisis, and especially for students and people on low incomes that are struggling. We've got to help people as best we can. And so a way that we identified that is to lower the fare cap. So I'm expecting advice to come back early in the new term, which will sort of give us a figure that we could look to aspire to, which I'm really proud of. And that was one of the things that I ran on as someone that, cares about this a great deal. But you know what? Campaigns can surprise you sometimes. And one of the things on the doorstep that I got quite a lot of feedback about was elder adults housing. People are kind of looking at the other end at retirement and thinking, goodness me, we're an aging city. And we don't necessarily have the housing and the infrastructure and availability for older people, especially ones that don't have a lot of income. And so, I'm open to ideas on how to work on that issue, but it's something that my community really wants us to work on. And so I'm taking that on board and we'll see what we can come up with in the next few years, yeah.
So beyond the public transport fee cap and housing particularly, because I know you're quite strong advocate on that issue, what are your biggest things in the agenda in terms of what you're looking forward for in the next 3 years? What excites you the most about the next 3 years as being a councillor?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that really excite me and something that I think excite our community as well. One of those things is a second public swimming pool. So it's a West Auckland concern, I appreciate, for the rest of the city. But we have one swimming pool to cater to over 200,000 people, and that's not enough. And in a growing community, we need some more infrastructure in that way. So I managed to secure $15 million in the last budget, but we're going to be working on that and hopefully getting spades in the ground in this term. That's the goal. The other thing is, you know, there's a lot of reform coming in terms of transport, of course, but also housing. Looking at that new zoning and looking at more intensification along rapid transit corridors and things like that, how can we plan our city in a much smarter way? And so that was actually a big motivation for me running again, so I can kind of see those changes through and to sort of help on the planning of our city. So it's all really exciting, and I can't wait to get into it.
Anything that doesn't excite you, anything that's filling you with a little bit of trepidation or dread as you go into this next term?
Honestly, man, not really. It's a huge privilege to represent the good people of West Auckland on our city. I'm really excited to get into the challenge. There's obviously going to be things here and there along the way, but we work together as a community on that, and I think we'll be all good.
Now, if you were giving advice to someone who is listening to this interview and says, hey, you know, I think I could do this. I think I could go out and knock thousands and thousands of doors. What sort of advice would you give them if they wanted to be a candidate? How do you think they should operate in the space? And, you know, how do they protect themselves as well? That's a key question to ask.
Yeah, well, firstly, we need as many diverse voices around our democratic processes as possible. So particularly if you're listening to this as a young person from a minority community or anything like that, then jump in, man. It would be really great to have you around the table in the future. And in terms of the campaigning side, I think don't get daunted about it. Have a yarn with people that sort of know and that have done this before, and I'm more than happy personally to have a yarn with anybody, for example, and talk you through kind of the here's and there's of it, because, yeah, it can be a really positive. It sounds like a lot of hard work, but it's a really positive experience because you're dealing with people and having yarns about things that matter to them and their community. That's really cool and really powerful. So those are a few pointers, I suppose.
Now, I guess the last elephant in the room in terms of this local election was the dire, dire voter turnout. And what it says about the health of our local democracy. During this next term, Shane, what do you want to try and do as a councillor and with your council colleagues as well to improve that voter turnout or do something about the way we run our local elections so that, you know, that isn't as low?
Yeah, we've tried going around the edges of this problem, making tweaks here and there, and I'm convinced that actually we need some more bigger structural reforms on how we vote. Things like the Electoral Commission running things, looking at polling days, which I voted for in the last term, but unfortunately didn't get across the line. But making election day the big day, and a day that we can teach, sort of especially teach tamariki and things like that about civic engagement through that, and build kind of generations of voters. So making it a big event to vote, as opposed to kind of a month-long stretch out where, oh, maybe I'll get around to it, maybe I won't, it might be on the top of the fridge for a few weeks. We need to kind of change that and break that and make things more of a spectacle, I suppose, in terms of, voter engagement and voter reach. The other thing is, it's kind of something not just structural, but people need to sort of get a sense that they're voting for something, right? And the book sometimes can be a bit unreliable. It can be the same sort of five quotes from everybody and every candidate. So yeah, that's a challenge for candidates to sort of differentiate themselves in the market and give people a reason to vote. That's kind of the other thing too.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on his campaign, the goals for the next term, and what needs to happen in order to rejuvenate low voter turnout.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95 BFM.